When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know, and where don't you know him from at this point? I mean, in May alone, across Canada, the UK, the United States, and back in TNA Wrestling, we have Mike Santana. How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, Sean? How's it going?
It's going good. I got a look at the immersive, which is the most in-depth look we have ever seen of you. And it goes live on TNA's YouTube Monday at noon. I saw you on Chris Van Vliet talking about the AEW departure. I'm interested in the TNA return at this point, mm-hmm. because there had to be a ton of emotions going on there. And you opened up about some of them there. In that piece.
Yeah, man. Overall, it's just been a special time, man. Like, so much has gone on, and I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm thankful that, you know, like I said, before I came back into wrestling, I have formulated my own little plan, and thankfully up to this point, that plan has been paying off, and it's going good. And yeah, man, I'm super thankful to be back in TNA, and it's been a great time so far. And yeah, that Immersed documentary, man, that was me putting my everything. Like, I said, like, when I started my whole, you know, my new journey and putting myself out there, I was like, yo, I'm going to do it my way and like, just show and that. This is my story, and this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, there's a purpose behind everything, and excited.
What I love is that Steve Macklin is also heavily featured, a guy I've interviewed probably 7-8 times, and I know how much he also cares, and how much, I mean, I wouldn't say you all were in the same position, but you guys have been in similar positions where you believed in yourselves as individual competitors and hadn't really had the opportunity to highlight that in an effective manner. When you ended up facing him upon your return, was that something that you guys had even mentioned to each other by that point? Was that something that just kind of came into focus after the fact? How did that sort of unfold? Because there are definitely some parallels there, and that man became a world champion there in TNA.
Yeah, I when I was told that I was going to work with Macklin, I I embraced it so much because I knew his story and I knew what he's gone through and taking that, like you said, a similar path. And there was no better person for me to work with than with him. You know, we're both two hungry dudes that are ready and willing to prove ourselves at any point in time. And, you know, he's a pro's pro. Like he's a great worker, and I'm thankful that I had to have my first match with him, and we're still doing this feud together, and we both have similar mindsets, and yeah, man, everything came together the way it was supposed to, and I'm thankful for that, and you know, I look forward to continue working with him, and he's a tough dude the same way I am, so. Like, I love that we could go into these matches knowing that we're going to kick each other's ass, and I love it.
So how did the process of coming back to TNA happen? I heard some rumors and some rumblings. Like, I want to say maybe it was whenever I was at Squared Circle Expo, I had heard some stuff. I'd heard, okay, maybe he's coming back. And the TNA talent that were there were asking me, they're like, is he coming back? We would love to have him back. Like, there were people that you had worked with, people that you hadn't worked with, but they were like, that's a guy that we need on our roster. At what point did they reach out, or did you reach out to make this happen?
So I've always kept an open line of communication with a lot of guys there. Like I said, I've had a good relationship with everyone there for a long time. And, you know, I would always check in, see how things are going. And I've always been one that I like to keep my ear to the ground. So I always check product. I always did my homework, and you know, like I said, I'm good friends with a lot of guys there, so I would check in from time to time. And yeah, I knew, I like when everything happened and went down with AEW, like they were the first ones to call, you know. And I was so thankful for that, you know, because I feel like both sides were like waiting for the moment to be able to work together again, and finally everything was falling into place. And yeah, I knew that this is where I needed to be, and I'm excited for what the future holds. And everything, all the talks went well and it was easy. And you know, like one thing that I could always say is that I've always kept it real. I've always been honest with whoever, whether no matter where I worked. And that's what you're always going to get from me. So I was very open and upfront with them. And thankfully, we had the same kind of mindset and the same, path and views. And yeah, everything just worked out perfectly.
And in a situation like this, it's not as cut and dry as, well, he used to work there, because there is a newish regime there. I mean, it's a familiar regime. It's a familiar regime for sure. Like, I mean, they've been there for a while, but new people in charge. Did that change anything, or how is that going for you working with them so far?
It's going great. I mean, you know, everyone that I spoke to before coming back, it was, you know, people that have known me. And, you know, I was familiar with a couple of people there. And, but overall, all the talks went really well. And you know, I'm like, meeting new people has never been an issue for me. Like I'm going to be me, and this is what you're going to get. You know what I mean? And thankfully they understood that and they welcomed that. And yeah, it's been great. Like dealing with them, and they're very open and they're very straightforward also. And like I told them in the beginning, I was like, all I ever ask is for you to keep it real with me. Don't bullshit me, and I will never bullshit you. And thankfully we're on the same page, and
you have a lot of history in TNA. I mean, you really, really made a big footprint there.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're looking to do this go around? Because I mean, obviously as things stand right now, singles competitor doing that. And that's something that a lot of people had wanted to see from you for quite some time. But is there anything specifically in your mind that you're like, okay, that's something I want to check off my list?
Any and everything, man. I want to do exactly what I did as a tag team here, but go even harder, you know, because now I'm representing myself. I'm excited for what the future holds. And like I said, both TNA and I's mentality.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Mentalities and visions very similar, and I'm thankful for that. And yeah, of course, I said it when I came back. I'm here to take spots. Like, I wasn't shying away from it. You know what I mean? My ultimate goal is to be the world heavyweight champion here. And I know that I'm going to bust my ass and I'm going to put in the work to get there. And yeah, like I said, we helped elevate the company when we were here before. And I plan to continue doing that during my time here now. And yeah, I'm excited.
So it's not just TNA that you're doing great stuff. You've got the House of Glory stuff that's been going on. And yep. I mean, you got Puerto Rican Weekend coming up Saturday, June 8th. Yep. I mean, I saw that every cologne in the history of the family, except for the one that's under contract right now, looks like they're going to be there. What does this mean to you to be able to do something like this? Because I mean, House of Glory has been one of the hottest independent companies for a long time. Yep. And it seems like something pretty cool that you guys are doing here.
Yeah, man, it's an exciting time. And I'm thankful that, you know, House of Glory has always been a place that helped me grow even in the past. You know, I started working with House of Glory back in, 2014, when they were just in a small little gym. You know, and to see how much it's grown throughout the years and to be a part of that history. And you know, they've always been a huge helping hand in elevating me. So it was no question that I was going to head back there and also try to give back as much as I can to the newer guys that are there. And I'm thankful that Red and Brian, you know, they continue to see something in me and put me as the face of the company and, you know, help elevate me the same way I'm helping elevate them, you know. And this whole Puerto Rican Weekend thing is a huge deal for me and for us in general. And we're excited, man, because this is something I've always wanted to do and help highlight a lot of Puerto Ricans in wrestling. You know, if you know, like, you know your history, we go back, you know, we go way back, right? The first ever WWF champion, right, was a Puerto Rican dude from the island. So, yeah, man, like, I'm excited. And to have Carlito Colon and Orlando and Eddie be a part of it, you know, is a huge deal for me. And, you know, we still got some more announcements going. And, yeah, man, it's going to be a party for sure. And especially on Puerto Rican Weekend, everybody knows that's part of New York City.
New York, man.
Yeah, they know that weekend is very special for us. And, you know, there's parties going on all over the city. And the fact that we're going to be bringing our special event to that weekend is a huge deal, you know.
I'm not going to ask too much about AEW stuff. This is more of a your social media thing. So everybody had noticed a couple of years ago you were posting a countdown. Were you hitting the bricks a couple of years ago before your injury happened? Was that a countdown to you being like, you know what, I'm going to go look into some other stuff?
100%. Or I'll be honest. Okay. Yeah. I said it in Chris's interview. I said that, you know, my plan to leave AEW came well before my injury happened. Mm-hmm. I knew that not just because of anything, you know, creative or anything that was going on, but I was dealing with a lot of stuff personally, and I was getting burnt out, and I knew that I needed to take some time for me before I lost my shit, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll be real. Like that was me like, yo, I need to get out of here, you know, like, and that's okay. You know, everybody goes through it. Everybody has their own journey. Right. Yeah, it's been a wild 5 years.
And I'm not going to give away too much about the immersive, but I was going to ask how you feel physically, but you said you haven't felt this good physically, mentally, anything in a very, very long time. And yep. I mean, leaving a big company like AEW, a lot of people would be like, well, how does he feel mentally? How does he feel? Well, you weren't at loss for work. That's for sure. Like everybody was knocking on your door. A lot of people were looking to book you. How did it feel to leave somewhere like that, which is a pretty, you know, pretty secure place, job, yep, livelihood, and then all these independent companies want to do business with you. TNA wants to do business with you. How what did that do for you mentally?
I honestly felt so blessed and so thankful. And I still do. You know, of course, there's always that little voice in the back of your head that happens where it's like, oh, man, is this going to work out? Is this going to, you know, but I knew the work that I was willing to put in, and nobody's going to put in the work other than myself. So the good thing is that I wasn't starting from scratch. I was starting from experience this time, and, you know, doing the whole indie run and all this stuff, like, this isn't anything unfamiliar to me. And I'm just thankful, man. Like, cause of course in the beginning I was like, man, are people even going to care for me as a singles? And, you know, like I said, that doubt creeping in. But when you shut that shit out and you have all the confidence in the world and your abilities and what you can do, and I mean, who could tell you any different, right? And everyone that I've been booked for and have worked for since, I mean, it's been special. It's been a great time. And just like, I feel like I have a new lease on my career and my life in general, you know, like, I'm, like you said, I'm the greatest I've ever been mentally, physically, spiritually. And yeah, man, I'm ready to go.
How has the landscape of the independent circuit changed since you were there regularly? Because, I mean, I know you did some dates here and there while with AEW, and especially towards the tail end. But, I mean, like, the last time you were heavily on the independents was pre-pandemic. And not just the indies, the world changed since then.
Yep. Man, there's so much young talent out there. It's insane. Like, I find myself, because, like, I do the old guy veteran thing where, like, I'll if my match is later on, I'll sit and I'll watch the whole show.
Yeah.
Man, like, I got to step my shit up, you know, because there's so much young talent out there and everybody is hungry and everybody is willing to go above and beyond. And it's awesome to see. And I'm thankful that, you know, and it's crazy, too, because, like, now I'm the guy that goes to these shows and, you know, the younger guys are asking me for advice and asking me to watch their matches. And it's such a good feeling. And that's also the thing. I was always taught to pay it forward. I was always taught coming up that, you know, you want to be able to get the younger guys ready so that there is a business after you're gone. And I take that to heart. So whenever I can, I'll watch guys' matches and I'll give them as much feedback as I can. And yeah, man, it's been a pretty special time, man. Like, I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my career, and just working with so many different guys, you know, from the top of the indies to the bottom of the indies, all over the world, man. Like, it's been such a blessing, you know. I'm excited, and like I said, I'm just getting started, right? Like, I'm still, you know, rocking and rolling, and I'm excited for what the future holds. And yeah.
Guys, check it out. The Immersive, it drops on TNA's YouTube on Monday at noon. Also, check them out every Thursday night in prime time, and our post show here on FIFA. Mike Santana, it's been a long time coming. We got so much more to talk about. We got to talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Yo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.